When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is your sign to romanticize your life. There are a billion different realities. There are a billion different timelines. A billion different outcomes, possibilities, opportunities, career options, connections. And it's up to you to pick which timeline you want to live in. It's up to you to bring your dreams to fruition. And it's up to you to live the life that you want to live. Change the way you think. Start looking for the little things that maybe didn't mean something to you. Your life is completely a reflection of your thoughts. And one day you're going to look back in the mirror and love everything that stares back at you. Some days you'll look in the mirror and you'll cry at everything staring back at you. And someday you'll look in the mirror, maybe you'll scream, maybe you'll be frustrated, maybe you'll be overwhelmed. But when you give out more love than you know what to do with, and when you give out more love than you even thought you had, the universe has no choice but to send it back to you. Choose passion over security. Every single time, choose passion over security. For the longest time, I didn't chase what I actually wanted to do, what my soul craved. I did what I was supposed to do in the eyes of society because I didn't think that my passions were achievable. And one day I woke up and I thought to myself, why? Why did I think I couldn't do that? Why don't I just try? And so I'm trying. This is me owing it to myself to try. This life, my past lives, my future lives are all too short to live it in the eyes of someone else. They're too short to live it for someone else. It's time I start doing what I want to do. I want to let people know that it's okay to be themselves. Let them know it's okay to put themselves out there. And let them know that at the end of the day, no one else's opinions matter but your own. If it means something to you, then that means everything. And I think what's not allowing people to be themselves, not only when they're alone, but in public too, is fear. Fear, and I think that the fear stems from self-doubt. Especially in this generation. I think the biggest thing that I've been working on is being the same person I am when I'm alone, on camera, and also around people in my life and strangers, and being the same person consistently and loving that person that I am. And for the first time in probably my whole life, I can say that I genuinely love the person I am becoming. And I hope people become true to themselves to the point where they can confidently say that as well. Because I think when people start to do that, we're all gonna live more fulfilling lives. Because confidence and being authentic and embracing the unconventional is what attracts positivity into your life. It's what attracts like-minded people. And it's the best way to know that you are on the right journey in life, and trusting yourself and trusting the universe it'll always get you to where you need to be. The past few weeks, I've really spent a lot of time sitting down and thinking to myself, what do I actually want in this lifetime right now, the next year, the next 5 years? And I've come to the conclusion that I want to help people. I want to inspire people. I want to help people grow. I want to help people realize things about themselves. And I'm not really sure.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more, so you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
What that's going to look like or how exactly I'm going to do that, but I know that if I surrender to the universe and timing, everything will fall into place. My dream reality is becoming real. Here's how. In my reality, I am correct. In your reality, you are also correct. If this resonates with you, stick around. And if this triggers you, ask yourself why. Growing up, you always hear, be yourself, be yourself. And for the longest time, I thought I knew who I was, but reflecting on that, I only thought that because I didn't necessarily stand out in the eyes of society. And I think the main reason as to why I didn't stand out was external validation. I craved for what other people thought of me, and I was always trying to stay up to the latest trend. And I never really did anything for myself. And when I did do something for myself, I never shared it. I can't recall because it wasn't a specific moment or a specific decision, but along the way, I started doing it for myself. I ignored that voice in my head saying people are going to think I'm weird, people are going to judge me, and I embraced that weird. I adopted a new perspective, I adopted a new mindset, and I've never looked back. And with time, that voice telling me that people are going to judge me and people are going to think I'm weird slowly got quieter and quieter, almost to the point of non-existent. I wrote down my desires on a piece of paper, and I carried that paper with me everywhere I went. Then I detached from the desires. When I say detach, I don't mean detach from the genuine want of them. I mean detach on expectations, on how you think it's going to appear in your life. For example, you can desire your soul family, but don't desire specific people that you think fall into your soul family. Or you can desire to live in a place that will promote growth, but don't desire to live in a specific place that you think will promote growth. You plant a seed and the universe will do the rest. Every day when I would come out of my meditation, I would read those desires. I moved cities, I embraced a new start. I've met some of the most amazing people I've met in my entire life. I've gotten messages how the things I create inspire people, and I think that is the most special thing I have ever experienced in this lifetime. I started taking photography more seriously, and honestly has been the most fun I've had. And overall, I started to bring the most beautiful connections and opportunities just by being myself. Now, when it came to discovering myself, I didn't lie to myself or just tell myself what I wanted to hear. I healed the parts of me that were neglected, and I uncovered the whole truth. Because the universe, or your God, or your angels, or your guides, or whatever it is you believe in, will always conspire to help you achieve anything you put your mind to, as long as you're doing it from a place of authenticity and a place of love. Now, all that being said, I have a few principles as to what helped me uncover my authenticity. I believe we are all psychic. Before every lifetime, after every lifetime, during every lifetime. We hold the answers to everything, but I believe that only a handful of people channel their abilities to bring back these answers. And I believe these answers can come to you in many different ways, through synchronicities, through channeled messages, downloads, especially meditation. And I think that we will all be reincarnated on this earth until we master our craft, until we fulfill our purpose. And many people, including myself, have been overwhelmed by the concept of a life's purpose or fulfilling your purpose. And many people are overwhelmed with the fact of, you know, how do you find said purpose? The only thing I have to say in that realm is your hobbies, your passions, and your interests. They are a part of your purpose. They are your purpose. They will lead you to your purpose. Don't neglect your passions. Follow them. They will get you to where you need to be. To me, my purpose is to awaken, to heal, to inspire, to create, and to help others remember the answers they already hold but have lost. Principle 2. We are only living in the 3D through the vessels of these material bodies. Because Earth is a material-based world. We are the most abundant bodies of light and energy that beg to be remembered and recognized. Only material aspects will go extinct. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed under any circumstance. And we were meant to live in divine harmony, to grow and create and inspire and to heal together, to feel grateful for souls alike our own. But sometimes it's no use to inspire certain people. Because we can share what we know to whoever we want as many times as we want, but they will never truly understand unless they are open to it or if they've experienced it themselves. People who bask in the material world may hold power over material aspects only. They will never hold any power in the emotional realm nor the spiritual realm. You can't escape the material world because that's what Earth is based upon, but I'm far too young to be fully immersed in it, as to why I dropped out of university. And it baffles me when people crave material possessions when they have yet to explore the inner workings of themselves first. Myself too, I realized the inconsistency of my material desires when I had yet to desire myself first. And I used this to aid my curiosity in the exploration of myself and the exploration of this world. A seeming lack of material should not be the make or break basis to happiness. When there is so much abundance present in your life already that you have to be grateful for. My short time in university taught me an important lesson. I did not fight the grades I received. They only reflected what I was supposed to know in the eyes of society. It wasn't even something I was interested in most of the time. I let them revel in their own beliefs because it is not my job to determine what is right and wrong, as the concept doesn't exist. Nothing in this world is black and white. They have their own paths, as I have my own path, as you have your own path. As long as you don't lose sight of who you are, authentically, you will always win the emotional battle. Principle 3. We are the creators of everything in our reality, because every reality already exists. We align our energy, consciously and subconsciously, to a certain timeline. Manifesting is a simpler term. Reality shifting or quantum jumping is a more adequate term, in my opinion. Every millisecond of every day we are shifting into a new reality, based on every thought, action, behavior we've ever had. And when you realize that and start using that to everything it's worth, that's when you're going to start seeing your ideal reality. Shift into a reality where your soul is free and where those answers that you've forgotten come back to you. Because it is truly amazing how many answers will find you if you are open to the possibility. Principle 4. Do not let your ego in the driver's seat under any circumstance. Your ego is not something to criticize, but it's also not something to give any power to. Our egos keep us comfortable, they keep us familiar, and they keep us safe. Though that may sound good, it also denies growth, new experience, new opportunity, and it comes to a point where the only thing your ego is doing is self-sabotage. Our true selves will seek curiosity, will seek exploration, and they'll never fear a challenge placed in front of us. So lead from this space of authenticity and see where it gets you. Watch your desires literally fall at your feet. I believe I learned all this stuff because I was forced into hermit mode. I was forced to do the shadow work and the introspection because for the longest time, I ignored it. I ignored it all. All these triggers started appearing in my life and I experienced the most severe case of imposter syndrome until I asked myself why. Why are these things triggering me and what can I do to change it? I let myself feel every emotion on the spectrum and did not force the speed of my healing or force the speed of my growth because I know that everything is always happening for a reason and it will all happen in divine timing. I surrendered and I embraced. And I hope you can too.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.